This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Monday marked the third anniversary of Colorado's first COVID-19 death. It was an El Paso County woman in her 80s who died in a Colorado Springs hospital. Since then, Colorado has recorded 1.7 million cases of COVID. 76,000 patients have been hospitalized and nearly 15,000 Coloradans have died from the virus. Colorado's federal lawmakers are keeping a close eye out on the government's response to two bank failures. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Representative Brittany Pedersen and her staff have been on multiple briefing calls about Silicon Valley Bank since Friday. As a member of the Financial Services Committee, Pedersen says she's concerned about ensuring depositors are protected and heading off situations like this in the future. That includes looking at long-term solutions to ensure the stability of financial institutions. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett stressed banks, not taxpayers, must cover any losses. He added the government needs to work together to understand what caused the bank failures. Conservative Congresswoman Lauren Boebert criticized the Biden administration's response so far and tweeted out, "No bank bailouts." In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Ukrainian family that fled the war is now settled in Colorado, but they face questions about their future in the U.S. and the people they left back home. Vadim Tonkashkur moved with his family of six to Broomfield.
I would like to stay in the United States for a long time, but I have a lot of friends in my country, in my city, so I wish one day, someday, visit and meet my friends again.
Vadim is a student at Front Range Community College and is considering a career as a translator. This is CPR News and KRCC.